to item 11, the 2017-19 Strategic Plan Performance Agreement Proposal and Briefing. And to you, Rob, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. So the purpose of my presentation today is to bring back two documents I brought at the last Commission meeting. And I'm sorry, Commissioner McIsaac, you were there.
Right. But I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. So the two documents were a draft 2017-2019 strategic plan and a proposed agreement between the director and this commission. And the intent at that time was to present it to you, give you some time to look it over, ask questions, and make adjustments before I bring it back to you today and ask for approval. We had one significant change from what we presented in August, and it has to do with the strategic plan itself. If you remember, we had a separate cover letter from the director and the chairman of the commission explaining the differences that is occurring in this biennium because of the proviso from the operating budget. The change really is we recommend embedding that letter within the strategic plan itself to minimize any chance of those documents being separated, because the letter really put into context what was in the plan. So really that is the only significant change from what we brought to you in August. And with that, with those documents in front of you, our request is for the commission to approve those documents.
And I'm going to ask my fellow commissioners, we have three absent commissioners, so that's a third of the commission. While I don't think it's so much an issue with the strategic plan, the director's performance agreement is one of our very important responsibilities, and I don't think it really would impact that activity if we perhaps postponed the approval of the performance agreement, not the strategic plan, but the performance agreement with all of us present or more of us present. Do you think that's important and that we should perhaps postpone the approval of the performance agreement?
One of my questions was going to be if the performance agreement was being done in lieu of an actual evaluation. But when I read the documents, it makes it pretty clear at the end of the performance agreement in Part 3 that the commission will conduct an evaluation.
Yes.
And it will be based on these on the attachments. So I think it does make sense to wait and make sure, since we are measuring the performance against the attachments, that we make sure that everybody's read them and agrees with them.
Is that
okay?
That's very reasonable. Okay, so the motion then that I'm going to ask for is approval of the strategic plan, and we'll postpone the approval of the performance agreement.
Okay.
Yes.
Question first.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is going to be one of my new guy questions for sure. Where I'm from, I'm used to having these kind of things be done in closed session. So I don't know if this is a question for legal counsel here or not, but this is being done in open session. If this was to be done today, or if it's going to be done at the next meeting, why is this not an executive session?
Well, we're not evaluating his performance. We're simply saying what we're going to base the evaluation on, and that's a public document. It's actually gone through a public process and everything. So that's public. When we measure his performance, that's a closed executive session. That's the evaluation of the employees. performance.
So, again, I'm used to personnel matters being a subject of an executive session, and so some of this is and some of this is not, then that's how this is done.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to add anything? Thank you. Okay.
And then on the matter of the strategic plan, were you about ready to make a motion?
Yes.
Maybe I can hold my questions to discussion during the motion.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I had a question about some of the time.
We'll put the motion on the table and
yes.
then you can.
So I move to approve the 2017-2019 strategic plan agreement as presented. And with respect to the 2018 Director's Performance Agreement, move to defer action on that until the Commission's next meeting in October?
Yes.
Okay. That's the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion? Woohoo! Thank you. Now, there's discussion. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page Roman 7 of the strategic plan, there are some state legislative directives with deadlines. By May 1, 2018, do this. By May 1, 2018, do that. By the submission for the biennial budget, do something else. My question is, are these matters that come back before the commission relative to prioritizing options for cuts, if that's what I read this to be, or priorities in the submission of the next budget, or if this motion passes, is it presumed this is it and these will not come back before the commission for any kind of policy input on the content of these reports to the legislature?
Deputy Director Storr.
Commissioner McIsaac, the language on page 7 is directly from a budget proviso that the legislature provided this session. And our intent is in all three of these areas to come back to the, I mean, you'll have a standing discussion around progress and products in all three of these areas as we go through our meetings over the fall and spring. And then we've also offered up to the commission, you know, other ways to be involved if you're interested, whether it's one-on-one discussions or some subcommittee or something like that.
So, and we've been hearing about this fairly regularly in the director's report, as Nate's report was this morning. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion before us, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes.